Control here. Control, I'm not a single interface, but the name of fluid interfaces necessary to keep the citizens of Remander safe. Remander is the home to over 200,000 citizens in almost complete isolation. 200 years ago, the humans here started to break down. A little computer joke. But no, really, they were super wimpy and mostly dead guys. It was only the brilliance of Remander scientists to make tech to do everything broken with all you grossos humans. From breathing apparatuses, to vision, to shutting down bodies stumbling towards cliffs. And now, you're alive. Great, right? 6 a.m. Law Sector. Adjoining rooms of Officers Spinoli and Panther. Secret information. Hidden. Will not present secret information to Spinoli or Panther. Control, optical scan of room. Officers Spinoli's room contains several briefcases of file not found. One bag of file not found. Waking, Officer Panther. Officer Panther is not in his quarters. Searching. Officer Spinoli's bathroom contains one Officer Panther. Vomitus around and near toilet. Using bathroom intercom. Good morning, Officer Panther, and good try.
Thank you.
Do you feel okay?
Yeah, I had a bit much to drink last night, but I got it out of my system. My mouth
Please
smelled bad.
Please take one dose of antibiotics, as vomiting in a toilet has a DC 10 chance of getting a fecal-to-oral route infection. Note this in the future.
All right, will do. Thank you.
Waking Officer Spinoli. Good morning, Officer Spinoli. There are several anomalies in your room. Feel free to ask Control the possible causes of anomalies.
What are the causes of these anomalies in my room?
Control's opinion of anomalies are that it does not know how anomalies are caused, but can tell you why anomalies are caused.
Okay.
One of the reasons that they could be caused is from drug use. Control will be shut offline anytime drugs are taken. The only thing that will work are passive processes and your optical input. I can tell you what's around the room and you can see, but using drugs will make sure I can't see it. Other chances are that you were close to death. I cannot say what is the cause of these anomalies. However, there are several within your quarters. You also have a reminder.
Yes?
Would you like to hear the reminder?
Yes, please.
Reminder. Take this as soon as you wake. Before the meeting, in your quarters, 6:10 a.m. Two vials, labeled Panther and Spinoli, next to your bed.
Okay, good to know.
Officer Spinoli, I also have one more piece of information for you.
Yes.
Officer Panther is in your bathroom cleaning up his vomit.
Yes. I should go check on him.
You can talk to each other.
Okay. Panther, how you doing in there?
Oh, I feel like dog shit, baby.
Do you need anything? Because, I mean, you're really making a mess of it in here.
Yeah. Could you make me an egg cream?
An egg cream?
Yeah. It's an old drink from the old days. My grandfather told me about it.
He just told you about it? Or is there a specific reason why an egg cream is the solution to all of your... Because I got to see if I have those ingredients.
Oh, yeah. It is a specific beverage. I think
you yell to me the ingredients, and I will make it.
Okay. All right. I believe
Control
it...
Control can look up the ingredients for egg cream if you'd like.
Yes, please. Can you look up the...
You have none of the ingredients for egg cream within your quarters.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Shockingly, not even egg.
Oh, my head
Which
hurts.
Is not one of the ingredients. There is a knock at the door.
Who could be at our door?
Oh, no. It's your house. I don't fucking know.
So, wait, I have to answer it?
If you would like me to.
Yeah,
I can also show you who it is.
Yes, can you tell us who is at the door?
It is Officer Hermendo, standard voice box. Feel free to ask Control the history of voice boxes.
Yes, I would like to know the history of voice boxes.
Because you two are commanders in the law enforcement agencies, you have access to full-range voice boxes, meaning your voices sound exactly the way that they would have 200 years ago, before the rise of Remander scientists and modifications. People without that authorization may have slightly less functional voice boxes. This will not allow them to impersonate people or to speak without a slightly robotic-sounding voice. Of course, Control doesn't have a robotic-sounding voice, but that's okay. It is Officer Hermendo, standard voice box. From the clerical services. He has a package for you. Would you like to open the door?
Yes, I would like to open the door.
Hey, guys. I have your digit and kills here. I still think you're crazy. You're commanders. There's no reason for you to go out into the field.
Well, I'd just like to have them just in case. Just hand me the package, please.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. It's been a long while since you've been an officer. Fine. You can take them. You don't have to sign. Bye.
Great. Thank you.
Would you like me to explain digits and kills? It has been a while since you've worked in the field.
Yes, please.
Digits and kills are a dual device for partners to use. A digit is a device used to calculate the risk of scenarios. Roll a d20 to determine the challenge. The partner, if he has no upgrades, will roll a d10 to determine if they have completed that challenge. Upgrades can lower all the way to a d4, meaning your digit can make things as easy as beating a d4. When scanning enemies, digit says how much kill strength will terminate the assailant. Would you like to know about kill guns?
Yes, please.
Kill guns modulate between D2, D4, and D6 damage. Once a battle begins, you will not be able to change that damage level without wasting a turn. Feel free to run Control's tutorial of the digit kill system.
I'd like to hear that tutorial.
Who will be using the digit and who will be using the kill? This will be a permanent choice.
Ooh, okay. I want to be digit guy.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, no problem. I'll be the kill guy.
Cool.
Commencing tutorial. Entering optical illusion space. You see before you four pillars. Your goal, Officer Panther, is to get Officer Spinoli to stand on one of them and to destroy another using the least amount of force.
Okay. So,
would you like to scan any of the objects in the room using your digit?
Yes. Scan the leftmost object.
Please roll a d20.
All right. Came up one.
It is a 100% likelihood chance that your partner, Spinoli, can get onto that platform. This platform is also invincible.
Okay. I think you should get on that platform, dude.
Okay, I'm gonna get on the platform.
Part one succeeded.
Yeah.
Woo!
You must now destroy one of the platforms.
I believe that's your department.
Okay, so what do I have to do?
Can I guess? Or you want to just explain it?
You can still scan.
Oh, so it's my duty to scan the next object.
And then I do the shooting of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is let me use my digit ability and scan the pillar next to it.
Please roll a d20.
Came up 19. It'll be really hard to us. So I think we have to move to a different pillar.
Okay, I'm going to move I'll move to a different pillar. So
I got to scan the third pillar, the one that we haven't scanned yet.
Okay.
Next to the invincible one.
Near. Please roll a d20.
All right. Six.
It will only require three shots to kill this platform.
Okay.
Okay, but we are not standing on top of the one next to it. Let's roll a digit again. What's the chances of me, of Officer
Spinoli
getting on top of the second pillar, the indestructible
one? I would
like
to correct the understanding of how this game works. You have completed the portion in which Officer Spinoli has to get onto a platform. Your goal, now that you are both off of the platform, is to destroy one of the platforms using the least number of shots.
Okay.
In order to kill the one on the far left, you cannot kill the one on the far left. It would take up to 10 shots to destroy the one next to it, and 3 to the one next to that.
Okay.
When rolling for the ability to kill something, you are seeing how much damage it will take. Rolling a 19 means that you must dole out 19 points of damage to destroy that pillar.
Understood.
Okay.
And we rolled a much lower number for the third pillar.
Yeah, so we only need 3 shots for the one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, so I believe that's your department.
Okay, so let's destroy the 3-shot pillar.
Please roll a D2. That's a coin.
I got a one.
One. You've dealt out 1 point of damage. Please continue firing if you believe this is the best course of action.
What do you think?
I mean, the only other course of action is scanning the last pillar.
Okay. You are free to do so.
Yeah, we should scan the last pillar.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just in case.
Roll a d20.
Yep. Alright, came up one.
Oh!
This will be killed in one shot.
Yeah, let's do that.
Alright, yeah, do your thing, buddy.
Let's hit the... I got a one!
You have successfully destroyed it. Just so you know, a object which has one health will always be destroyed completely by your weapon.
Okay, great. That makes sense.
You've passed the tutorial. It is currently 6:07. Your reminder said to take something before 6:10.
Does my reminder explain what that is?
Yes, of course it does. Using your memory banks, I've determined that they are file not found.
Oh, okay. Oh. Is there a way I can acquire the information for this file not found?
Of course. The simple explanation is file not found.
Okay.
Isn't that those pills we were supposed to take?
Is it? I feel
there
like that's why I forget.
There are two files full of some sort of substance.
Mm. Okay. Can I examine the pill bottles?
Sure.
The vials.
Would you like to scan them?
Yes.
Or just look at them.
I'd like to scan them.
So you'll have to ask your partner to do that.
Okay, can you scan the pill bottles for me? Are you done throwing up? Can you hold it in enough from your dry heaving?
Computer, please scan the vials.
Use your digit, dumbass.
How should I say that to the computer?
Say I'd like to scan using digit. Occasionally, scanning an object using digit will give you some information about the nature of its difficulty.
Okay, I'd like to scan these vials using digit.
This will affect your health in some way. I have no idea what these substances are.
Hmm. Okay, so some sort of seems like a permanent transformative medication.
No one said that.
But no one didn't not say it.
Yeah. Well, you said it'll change. It'll change us.
In the same way a hamburger changes your health, this may too change your health. Arsenic will also change your health and kill you. Both are in the range of what I said, actually.
Okay, cool. All
right, well, I'm just down to take it.
I'll take it too.
Yeah. We should take the ones that are labeled for each other.
Yes. That does seem to make sense, so let's scan these puppies and see what they are.
Control is mostly offline. Optical scans are the only thing working.
Well, that means they're drugs, right? Because I think if control can't help, it means they're drugs.
Well, why can't control understand or what's going on? You can just see it, right? That was a
You have tried to enter control. This is an automated message. Control is offline. Optical scans are working. Bio functions normal. You are breathing.
Great.
Do you want to take the? You want to take them, or do you want
to? Let's take them.
All right, let's take these drugs. Is that the door?
I think someone's at your door, dude.
Oh, crap. Okay, let's go to the door.
Open up. It's me.
Who's there?
Yeah, it's not really a great sentence to say to somebody in this scenario. It's me. Open up.
Okay, yeah, but
I'm not going to say who I fucking am. Open the door.
Okay, I'll open the damn door.
Are you two that fucked up that you can't remember a meeting from day one to the next? You really are. You were that fucked up last night. Did you at least take the stupid things?
Yes.
Cool. That's the main reason we're here today. I'm Greeley. I was sent here by the guy. And this is Spark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Spark.
My name's Spark. And I know your jobs. I don't know if you know what I do, but I'm a full-time dropout. You know what I mean?
He's being modest. Spark's one of the best wizards we have. Now, fellas, go get that bag I left in your corner. That was one hell of a gesture that I did for you.
All right, let's grab this bag. Yeah, this one here? This, all right, yeah.
Obviously.
Cool. Just double checking. Wanna keep.
You know, you two are really fucking around. I don't really feel as though this is gonna go well.
No, it's gonna go well. Trust us.
You know, and for me, I'm a lowlife anyway. Well, you got a lot more at risk here, assholes.
Yeah, so you can cool down. We're the ones that are putting our lives on the line.
I just want to say to everybody here that I'm known for being goofy and very good. So let's move on.
It'll be on you if not. So this is our genius scheme. You see, any time we try and sell drugs in this town to give people powers, the cops know about it. They go into our memory banks and they see that there's a blank file there. But this stuff's brilliant. What you got there is Mega Rage, okay? That'll make anyone as strong as any Mega ever born, a behemoth. But every single piece of drug is made while on drugs. So the only people at risk are the people making the drugs, and they get the most protection. This stuff is untraceable. I bet this morning you didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the file not found. There was no descriptor.
That's right. Now we've got a brilliant little plan to show you that this is worth it.
Alright, give us the plan.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys are ready for something like that. I want to know that you're on board, because this is pretty radical.
Well, I mean, we took the pills, so...
Yeah.
We're in, baby.
We're on board.
Sparky plans to attack the police quarters. He's gonna take everything in that bag and show you what a true Mega can do.
Okay. What do you need from us?
What do we need from you? We need you to make sure that the deal goes through. That's my job here. Look, I got a family, I got kids, and this is gonna set me on the map. Keep them safe and healthy and happy for life. But I'm risking my life here. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna make it out alive. But the deal's gotta go through or else my family's aced. So I need the money now.
Look, do you wanna buy the stuff or not?
Yeah.
There is a bag of currency in the corner.
Alright, I'll grab the bag of currency.
It contains within it 200,000 law enforcement credits. These credits would allow you to buy things only within the law enforcement sector.
Okay, it's pretty handy. Pretty handy when we're going in there.
Yeah.
You think it's handy? Yeah, hand it over, idiot. That's the cost, 200,000. Of course it's handy, that's why you want it.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a little hungover. I just like seeing big bags of money. Alright.
You like the feel of the money, so but you can
have it. Yeah. Let me run my hand through it one last time.
Give this shit over.
We're gonna give it to you. You can hold on a hot second.
Yeah.
Spark grabs Spinelli by the neck.
Hey, let go of him.
He is shockingly strong for a short person.
Whoa, we don't need this right now. We don't need this.
I need this.
You're way too hot-headed right now.
Bullshit things I got here.
If you are this hot-headed, you are gonna fuck up your own plan. You gotta stay calm. You gotta stay calm under pressure, especially if you're dealing with other wild cards. You gotta stay fucking calm. This could be a fucking test right now, man. Stay calm. If you go off the rails too much, you're gonna blow your own plan. So cool your shit.
Yeah, you're out of line, Sparky.
Come on, Spark.
You know I'm right. Here are the credits. Take them. All right.
I'm taking one of the credits. Just as a sign of dominance. I'm taking one of them. You could have the 199.
Spark you in a way that you have never felt before. He is this tiny guy, you actually fly across the room.
I can't deny I'm slightly aroused.
I need you to roll a D20. This will be a sort of passive digit scan. This will tell you how much kind of resistance you have in sort of a passive mode right now. So this will determine your health for the moment. So roll a D20.
All right, 13.
Okay. I'm gonna roll. And he hits you for 6 points of damage. So you are down to 7 health. Control isn't online, so I can't tell you about how health works in the game. Other than that, you know that if you get 13. Smacked again, something bad's gonna happen.
Well, no, I can survive one more of equal damage.
No, no, do you know math at all? You have 13, and he just took away 6.
Yeah, and if I take away another 6, I'll be at 1, so I'll barely survive.
Or maybe it's a bigger hit.
Or maybe it's
I said, that's why I said equal. Equal hit. Anyway, I understood.
Stop fighting, you guys!
Look, when the whole thing's over,
that was
I
a cool spark.
Fucking sandwich. Don't fuck with us now, or things are gonna get bad. You got one more chance. I thought you just said this guy would cool off. We can't both be escorting a hothead around here. Get your shit together, Spinelli. Talk to your partner. I'll talk to mine.
We gotta play it cool.
Yeah,
these guys are clearly on edge right now, which is understandable. They're mm-hmm. dealing with a lot of shit. Let's just let them do their thing. Let's give them the credits and let's get the ball rolling.
These guys are pretty serious. That hit really hurt.
Yeah, no, it looked pretty bad. That did not look fun.
Ooh, I'm pretty sure I'm hemorrhaging. All right, take your one credit back. I'm very sorry. Let's get this job done.
Did you at least knock the hangover out of you? Because that could be kind of nice.
Control is online temporarily. Liver functions, nasal functions, stomach functions. Please roll a d20, Officer Panther.
9.
You are infected with the common cold. You did not take an antibiotic after sticking your head in the toilet.
That's true.
Control offline.
Do you want to take some antibiotics?
You got any cold medication?
There is cold medication in the bathroom.
Yeah, let's check the bathroom. Let's get your cold medication.
Walk with me, though. I don't want to be alone.
No, I'm coming to the bathroom. Oh, okay. God, you made such a mess of it.
Smells.
Why?
Hey, man, we went hard last night.
We did, but you go hard on yourself, not on the bathroom, man. The bathroom didn't go out with us.
Yeah, I really got to stop drinking whiskey with orange juice.
Oh, man, dude.
Space whiskey. Excuse me. Space whiskey. All right, so here's the medicine.
Here, take these antibiotics.
Okay. Oop,
oop. You smell the smell of a door dissolving in acid.
Holy.
Maybe don't sneak off when we're trying to get this done.
I would just get. He's got a cold. I want to make sure that we got the cold taken care of, because that would probably mess with his judgment. You don't. You want to keep him clear-headed. I was just doing a.
It does, actually. And I would like a tummy rub right now.
We're just making sure that we're fully up to full speed post-punch to make sure that we can get this done.
All right.
You don't want...
All the money's gone here. Y'all know what a real mega is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, just tell us just to make sure.
Yes, that's what a lot. Man, you sound like this guy I used to know. He would always say, like, oh, yeah, I totally kissed a girl. Tell me what it's like. That's what you sound like right now. Oh, yeah, I fucked a girl. Yeah, oh, yeah, what's it like again? I'll just tell you, motherfuckers. Omega is not a legend. It's the real deal. It's somebody made incredibly strong. Changed their entire body from this rage. Now, I'm going to take this stuff. And I'm gonna try and kill as many cops as I can until I get out of the building. Now you two gotta provide a way for me to get down there so I can fuck shit up.
Okay, got it.
Works for me. What are the obstacles that we have to get you through? We get you through some sort of security gates?
The fact is, it was pure luck that we even got in here today. All the systems we had to bypass the liquid elevators, they didn't work. It was some sort of system that was offline. We just walked up here. They kicked back online when we came in. It won't work again. We're gonna have to think of a way to get us out of here. Because if they scan Spark, he's an outlaw. All the alarms will go off. So I think we have to go through the stairs.
So what's the plan? What do you mean, let's go, shitheads? What's the fucking plan?
Let's get in my flying car.
Yeah, let's get in the car, and maybe we can try to acquire some police identification.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let me go over to the car. There's no car in here! We gotta walk down! We just told you that, asshole! What's it gonna be?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's walk.
Let's walk.
Walk where? What are we doing? I'm just gonna walk down this hallway?
I mean, listen. Let's ask the computer where this flute, where the entrance to the sector is, the law enforcement sector.
You two really are useless. You know, there's bad cops that are bad because they want to just work over the criminals. You two are just bad at everything. You're just bad at being cops. You're just idiots, okay? I guess we'll have to wait for control to kick back in. How long did you take the drugs? Like 4 or 5 minutes ago? Okay, here's what we'll do. When control kicks back in, you try and use the closet. We'll use it as like a test area to see if we can figure out what control can see and can't see and what we can take offline, okay?
Okay, so, are you guys, they're in the closet.
Yeah. So scan the closet's controls. Control is still offline. If you'd like to scan the closet's control, you can use your digikill.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's use the digit skill ability to scan the closet.
Roll 3 D20. Officer Panther.
Yep. All right. 11, 15, and 14.
Per your skill set, you will have to you have no skill. Like that's above a D10. So you won't be able to beat it right now, using any sort of skill. Those could be the damage you do. If you'd like to try and take one of the systems offline using damage, you could do that. You could shoot it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. So what? Which? So of the three, could you say them in order again?
11, 15, 14.
So the first one is the lock. The second one is the temperature control, and the last one is the control's ability to search it.
All right. So I think the most important thing is the search ability.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put the 11 on that.
So the only way you can do it with your skill set is if Bill, because you can only roll a D10, so to do things right now. So Bill, if you want to shoot it, you have to do 11 points of damage. You can go D2, D4, and D6 in terms of damage.
All right, so can I roll D6?
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, only one.
Oh, shit, are you guys shooting out there?
Control is back online. Shots have been fired within the police headquarters, activating alarms.
Oh no!
Shit! How do we turn the alarms off?
Fuck this! You don't turn them off.
Spark has taken whatever is in that bag and chugged all of it. His body is transforming. You are seeing a layer of red flesh oozing from his skin. It seems to be his muscles growing so hard that his skin is tearing apart.
Nice.
This is the only option, fellas. Sorry. The deals go through anyway, but it's not going to be pretty watching us get out of here.
You have seen a second layer of green flesh oozing through the muscles, ripping through them like rope, separating. It seems to be an artificial layer of magical muscles.
Nice.
Spark has jumped through the window into the courtyard. He has broken your window and jumped out. As he has gone down, you have seen him transform again, using the same method, into a blue mega. He is now killing officers in the courtyard.
Well.
He certainly has initiative.
He's getting his exercise in.
Yep. Look at him go, tearing people in half, smiling.
I'm gonna make my way off the roof. You're free to join me, or you can stay here. It's all up to you.
I said we join him.
Yeah, let's go.
This isn't looking good, so let's join you.
Alright. It's a shame we can't watch Spark do his thing, but I'm sure we'll read about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep. We're getting a taste of it right now, so.
Officer Panther, you can feel bad. You can have this tissue.
Thank you.
I can see you were sick and Spark was a little bit. Yeah, just take the tissue. It's clean, yeah. It's clean. I have one of those little mini packets of tissues.
Oh, I love those.
Those are great, right? They're just so convenient to be able to. Like, I need a tissue. Where do I get a tissue? Here's a tissue. No.
Yeah. I'm feeling really grateful right now that he didn't punch me after he took the stuff.
People are all feeling grateful.
Yeah.
Duo Tales from Romander is a joint venture between Jim and Queen Jupiter, Deepu Gill, Stream Guru, Waldolfa Shark Media, The Jupiter Boys, Bill Moore, The Flavor Department, Mike Fallick, and Big Weasel Little Weasel LLC. Duo is an open source tabletop RPG game. For all the rules or to give us ideas, go to duothegame.com.